Let's turn to Brazil now and yet another look at the effects of climate change. In recent decades, the climate of the Amazon has become more extreme. Rainfall has become more intense, even as it's suffered repeated droughts, which were previously rare. Scientists want to know more about the world's largest rainforest, home to more species of plants and animals than anywhere else on Earth. Most of their research takes place on the ground, but sometimes they get lost in the clouds. Daniel Grossman has this reporter's notebook.
Okay, let's see, I got my harness on. Okay, I'm at the base of the tower. I'm just going to go right up.
It's dawn in the heart of the Amazon, rising straight up into the jungle canopy and disappearing into the darkness in front of me are the struts of a giant structure called the Amazon Tall Tower Observatory, or ATO. I'm strapped into a bulky harness. If I stumble on Otto's slick steps, a safety system I'm clipped to will keep me from slipping through the latticework and falling to the ground. At least that's the idea.
So this tower is the tallest human-made structure in all of South America. It's 321 meters tall, a little over 1,000 feet, taller than the Eiffel Tower, 7 steps from one landing to the next, and then the staircase turns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Biologist Carlos Casado, one of the scientists overseeing ATO, says a key question is whether global warming will cut back rainfall here and dry out the forest. Finding the answer requires understanding how the jungle's trees help to create clouds.
And the whole idea of the project is try to understand how gases emitted by the forest, from the soil, from the plants, how they connect with the atmospheric chemistry to create clouds, to produce rain.
To study the cloud-making machinery, researchers need samples of air with the chemical signature of the entire forest. They can't get those near the ground, where the canopy keeps distant drafts from wafting in. But there's a stiff breeze up here near the top of the tower, and it carries a blend of gases and particles that it picked up crossing the continent.
Because of the height, it is able to sample a very huge area of the Amazon.
Now I can see it's like tops of the trees, kind of like a crate of broccoli. Each tree is like a floret. Getting kind of windy.
Before the tower was completed in 2015, the only way to sample such air was to use airplanes and balloons, grabbing only an occasional whiff.
My name is Andrew Crozier. I'm an electronics engineer, and I kind of do a little bit of everything.
I can basically just start showing you the laboratories if you'd like.
The tower has thermometers and other standard gear, as well as exotic instruments, such as a device that measures sunlight. But Otto's primary role is a seemingly mundane task, holding up inlets and carrying air samples and tubing to the ground. This lab at the base is devoted to microscopic droplets emitted from living trees and fine particles from forest fires.
So we generally have the inlets from the tower coming down through stainless steel tubing.
Keeping all this equipment running isn't easy. Jungle heat and humidity are tough on electronics. Insects are a constant headache. Spiders sometimes block the laser beam of Crozier's fog detector.
And they climb in there and build a nest and lay their little egg sac inside there, and then I have no signal from the instrument.
Crozier has to climb up to the top to clean out the nest.
That could take easily, 45 minutes or an hour to get up there, and then another 30 minutes to come down.
Recently, technicians installed Otto's first passenger elevator. It takes only 13 minutes each way, saving Crozier a lot of effort and making an evacuation faster if a researcher suffers a medical emergency.
Oh, my muscles are kind of screaming now. Whoa. Here it is, 321 meters above the ground. It's a good climb. Although, I think maybe next time I'll take the elevator.
For Here and Now, at the Amazon Tall Tower Observatory, I'm Daniel Grossman.
And Dan's story was produced in collaboration with the Pulitzer Center. For our story on how news organizations in Florida are pooling their coverage on stories about climate in that state, go to herenow.org.